If I had somebody come up to me and say, we've got 25 sponsors lined up, and they're willing to pay $1,000 a piece to sponsor Pee Wee Baseball. We'll start doing Pee Wee Baseball, probably. We've got more time in the summer to do play-by-play, and Dusty will be out and about doing play-by-play of Pee Wee Baseball. Dusty's like, great. 950. I said 25 sponsors. I put the number high, Dusty.
At a grand.
At a grand. Oh, wait a minute. I got a text. There's one. I need 24 more.
You can be a title sponsor for 10 grand.
No. Title sponsor for 25. 25. If I got 25 times one.
Or you can be Or you can be exclusive.
Yes.
And the title sponsor for 25.
For 50. Yeah, right. 50, if you want exclusive, that's double. Yeah. I'm making it a little bit harder for it to happen so you don't have to do Pee Wee Baseball every single, Tuesday.
I could free up some time in the summer to do some Pee Wee Baseball if we have $25,000 sponsor.
I'll easily pass that
off. I can just see how this play-by-play thing's going to go. What is that kid thinking? The caterpillar's going the other way. Because the kid's out there playing with the butterflies, caterpillars. Pee Wee Baseball's not quite that low.
Yeah,
but T-ball.
Yeah.
That's where it at. Somebody wants to be a sponsor of T-ball play-by-play. $100,000 title exclusive sponsor. We will do T-ball play-by-play.
I'm going to be sick those days.
Here comes Johnny to the
Don't get me started. Don't get me started on T-ball. It's already
Johnny,
10 o'clock.
Johnny coming to the plate. Johnny, in his pregame routine, pounds the plate 18 times with his bat. And does not take any practice swings because that loosens up his shoulders.
Right.
And here's the swing and a miss. He pounds the plate 19 times. Right. Swing.
And plunks the tee.
And then he hits the tee and tops it over. Hold on. Coach has to put the tee upright again.
To get the ball.
And now the swing. And there's a ground ball to second. All the way rolling out to right field. 16 players converge.
Right.
And run the ball home. Throw the ball. Chad, dude, you're not a fan. This is play-by-play. Throw the freaking ball.
Right.
You know, I hear that all the time.
You get into
that. Throw the ball. The final batter. You want to come up with one of the dumbest rules ever? Run. The final batter in coach pitch and T-ball.
T-ball for
The final batter. Somebody started this, and I have no idea why. It teaches them nothing about baseball. Run the ball all the way to home plate. So the ball rolls all the way to the fence. Instead of throwing it to your teammates, no, hog the ball and run home.
Right. Or you get the deal where here's a dribbler.
Here's an idea. Just get an out at one of the bases, and that's what ends the inning instead of worrying about the kid running around the bases.
Yeah. Well, here's a dribbler back to the pitcher's mound. He picks it up, runs it to home plate, and here's the batter around second on his way to third.
He just stands at home waiting for the guy to run the bases.
And then the kid just keeps running.
Yeah.
The other ones are all in the dugout, waiting, getting their bats out.
You know what really actually happens sometimes? I've seen that happen. The kid doesn't get the first, and the pitcher just goes to home, and the kid's like, what's the point of running the bases? He's already there, and he goes to the dugout. Like, make the kid throw it the first and get an out. That's called baseball. How is a kid out when you run home with a comebacker to the mound and you don't throw the first? The kid made it the first. Teach real baseball. Run it home. Now, I will admit, when they do throw the ball many times, and this is probably why they run it home, that's where it started, they throw the ball. So Johnny throws it to Jim, then the Jill, and then the Jack. And air, and the ball's all over the place, and it's behind the, it's by the fence at the backstop, and the kid who hit it 6 feet,
right,
makes it all the way around without being out
for an inside the park.
Almost had a play there at the plate, but they missed the third cutoff man.
I just see Chad and Dusty in play-by-play of T-ball, a little T-ball coach pitch. Well, that's the end of the inning. 8 runs, no hits. 16 errors,
3
7
left
hit
on.
Batters. It's coach pitch. It's a bad coach. He can't pitch. 7 hit batters.
Guy threw at his kid in the father-son game.
The coach threw 143 pitches in that inning.
Yeah, I'd have a hard time doing that and not channeling the inner Harry Doyle.
To the bottom of the first we go. Jackrabbit 16.
Nah, it's all right. Nobody's
scored
listening.
Scored on a blooper with E7, E4, E3. And then E6. And then he scored.
Well, we're going to call it an inside the park
home run. Didn't even get a single. But he scored.
That's all right. Nobody's listening anyway. But we're getting 100 grand for us, so that's why we're here.
That's all that matters.
oh,
This one defensive lowlight brought to you by, I mean, you have all kinds of sponsorship opportunities there, too.
Right.
You know, this moment in time, the timeout to go ahead and chase the squirrel that came onto the field here is brought to you by
Jack Daniels.
Contact them. There's no rule that says we can't have a Jack Daniels sponsor for T-ball, right? There don't, Acacia don't have jurisdiction over that.
No, they don't.
So yeah, we probably could do that. Oh, it's amazing when great ideas are born. Those are terrific ideas.
The only terrific idea was the $100,000 of the Jack Daniels was the only good idea.
Jack Daniels. Okay, I got you.
Says the guy who can't drink.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But he knows.
You know, my wheels are turning. Let's just do a combined package. $135,000. You can be title sponsor of T-ball and Coach Pitch and Pee-wee. All together. Lump sum combined package. Tremendous buy. Tremendous. You get it all. Save $15,000. $135,000 instead of $150,000. You do the math. That's a 10% or something discount. Okay.
Oh, man.
Wow, that'd be fun. Dusty's sitting there shaking his head going, dude, I do not want to do any more baseball like that during the summer. I just can't do it. Wait, seriously. Shut up. Move on. Okay. Have a great day.